My name is Mary Mollendorf, and I am interviewing Robert Seaman, who is my father, and we are in Oxford, Alabama, and today is March 27th, 1995, and the subject of this interview is World War II, and specifically taking of Okinawa. Okay. Where did you work in 1941 when Pearl Harbor was attacked and the U.S. entered World War II?
Well, I worked at the repository, the newspaper in Canton, Ohio. And at the time of Pearl Harbor, we had a Sunday bowling league, and we were all bowling, and when word came in the bombing of Pearl Harbor, we all returned to the repository and immediately started putting out an extra, which in those days was a way of disseminating news immediately. Seldom do they put out extras today.
And what time was that?
Oh, God.
You can say whatever you want.
I got a feeling it must have been right around noon. Maybe a little...
On Sunday?
On a Sunday. Sunday afternoon, around noon.
Well, what did you do then between the time that you heard about Pearl Harbor and when you joined the Marines?
I worked at the repository.
And you were how old?
Well, let's see. Okinawa was in 1945, and I'm 73 today. So that was many years.
Long time ago. Okay. What? Why did you choose to enlist in the Marines?
Well, it was unusual. A buddy of mine, we worked together at the newspaper, decided to enlist. He wanted to go into the Navy, and I said, no, let's join the Marine Corps. Because I had had uncles that were in the Marine Corps.
Who was that?
My Uncle Frank and Uncle John.
Well,
now, this is in
that.
World War One.
Yeah. The Pap wasn't, was he?
My dad was in the Army in World War One. And so we flipped the coin, and I won.
And that's how you ended up in the Marines?
And that's how we ended up in the Marines.
And you did your basic at Parris Island, didn't
Parris
you?
Island. And I was one of the more fortunate ones because I spent the better part of 2 years at Parris Island.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And this was what year then? 40...
I enlisted in October 42, so I spent 43, an early part of 44 on Parris Island, and my overseas duty was about 13 months, I think it was, altogether.
Did they didn't draft. Did they draft
yeah.
in World War II?
They drafted Army and was drafting most people. And the day before I left for the Marine Corps, I got my draft notice.
Oh, really? Hmm? Ew. So you would have had to go to the Army? You would have had
right.
to?
Right.
Well...
And I left. Ed left one day...
Ed being your brother.
Ed being my brother, older brother. He left one day for the Army, and I left the next day for the Marine Corps.
Mm. 2 years at Parris Island, what did you do?
Primarily instruction, some office work, a bit of newspaper we put out, stuff like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was a base newspaper.
Yeah.
Rather interesting.
That must have been neat. Well, is that, when you got your overseas orders, did you know right away that you were going from Parris Island to Okinawa?
No, no. What we did, we went to Cherry Point, or Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, for advanced training. Then we ended up out on the West Coast in California for additional training.
What, like 29 Palms or somewhere?
No, Camp Pendleton. And from there then, we shipped out overseas. And an interesting highlight, we were one of the few units that on our way overseas crossed the international date line and the equator.
Oh, okay.
And which was unusual in the service, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many of you were there? I mean, when you shipped out of California, did you go on like an aircraft carrier?
No, we went aboard ship. And it was the USS General Ernst. And hundreds of people on it.
All Marines?
All Marines. Except for some Navy personnel, corpsmen, people like that.
But it wasn't a ship that had, like, guns?
Oh, yeah. It was combat ready, but it was a troop transport.
So to land them on the beaches now?
No, this is just transport overseas.
So where was your first stop?
So our first stop, we left San Diego on my brother's birthday, December 2nd, arrived at Paniki in the Russell Islands on New Year's Eve. Yeah. It was raining cats and dogs.
And where are those islands?
That's not far from the Solomon Islands. A lot of canal was fought there.
Okay.
Which I wasn't part of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we trained in the Russell Islands. And from there, we got our assignment then with the 1st Marine Division.
So then you did have training on an island that was like similar in climate and everything to where you go. I mean, rather than just on the in the United States.
Well, Okinawa is very much like Ohio. The terrain is kind of rolling. Some high spots. A rather pretty island, I guess.
Well, then, did you know, you knew you were going to Okinawa when you went?
Eventually. We got our orders aboard ship. We didn't know it in advance until we were all loaded up and headed for the invasion.
Did, and that was on, you landed on Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday, and the name of the operation, they called it Love Day.
Love Day.
Love Day, yeah.
And that was on, let's see, we said you landed on the beaches behind, I guess in front of, Hokushi?
Yeah.
And the East China Sea.
Yeah, it was East China Sea side, and it was in that area there.
Which is kind of in the south part,
yeah, and
southwest Okinawa.
And the idea for the landing there, they had two vital airfields. And the goal, of course, was to capture airfield, both airfields.
Did they attack all of Okinawa at once?
No.
I mean, like coming from the Pacific and East China Sea?
What happened, there was a great naval barrage, of course, and air bombing, artillery. I think there were four amphibious landing units. But the reason the landing wasn't too difficult is because I think it was the 2nd and the 6th Marine Divisions made a fake landing on the Pacific side of Okinawa.
What do you mean a fake landing?
Well, it was a kind of a decoy operation. They went in with all these troop carriers and everything, like they were going to land on the opposite side of the island, and this is where the Japanese had all their enforcers. They reinforced the wrong side of the island, which made our job then much easier.
So they were looking to the Pacific, and you guys came in on the East China Sea side.
Yeah.
Was it during the day when you landed?
Dusk.
Was it right at dusk?
Yeah.
Were they?
They were at, not dusk, but
at dawn.
Dawn. Yeah.
Were you under fire when you landed?
Yeah. Everybody in prior operations say that it wasn't heavy fire compared to the other operations. Matter of fact, they had taken Yantan Airfield, I think, in a matter of about 12, 15 hours.
That was one of the main airfields,
wasn't it? That was one of the main airfields. And the further, I think they advanced something like 2.5 to 3 miles on the first day of the operation, which they hadn't planned on doing for a long time, because they did expect a big stiff opposition.
Mm-hmm.